This is From Lost to Hope with your host, Jackie Stubblefield. I walk alongside with you who have lost loved ones, health, or home to a place of hope as we study and trust in the truth of God's Word. This is Episode 4, How to Find God's Joy in Difficult Situations. Do you wonder, in the course of a difficult time, if you have room for joy in your life? There are all kinds of emotions that begin to creep into our mind when we see a sliver of joy in our suffering. Sometimes we feel guilty for even attempting joy in our life. How can I enjoy my grandchildren since my mother is gone? The birth of a baby can be overshadowed by guilt while experiencing sadness. These are a normal part of experiencing grief, and the Bible can help us to find God's joy in these situations. Where does our joy come from? Psalm 16:11. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. This verse gives an answer to that question. If we want real joy, it can be found in the presence of God. When we place our faith in Jesus Christ, we're then able to enter God's presence and are able to know true joy. By living in His will, we can continue in His joy. We can, in our faith, find God's joy. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Paul is not asking God to simply dump joy and peace into their hearts without a cause. He's asking that as these believers trust in God, their faith will bring joy and peace to their hearts. In other words, help them to keep believing so they can experience joy and peace. This is from BibleReverence.com. Trusting in God will bring joy in your life at any time. It will help encourage and sustain in times of distress, so take hold of the benefits of faith in Jesus Christ. Allow God to heal your heart with His joy. We can find God's joy in worship. Psalm 95:1-2. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before Him with thanksgiving and extol Him with music and song. When we are low, it's hard to express anything, much less praise. Giving glory to God can free our hearts to sing. Just like energy begets energy, praise can beget praise. We can use this time to thank the Lord for the life of the person we miss and watch how He blesses our hearts with their memories. God knows how much we miss them, and He's there to lace the memories with His love. Jesus understands how we feel. Remember, He wept at the grave of His friend Lazarus. He understands suffering. We can find God's joy in His Word. When your words came, I ate them. They were joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name, Lord God Almighty. Jeremiah 15:16. You know, Jeremiah was known as the weeping prophet. His life was one of complete service to God, and he experienced a lot of persecution. On the surface, it would seem to be a bleak existence, but the verse above shows love for God and His Word. If Jeremiah thought God, through all of his distress, could receive joy from God's Word, shouldn't we? Psalm 119:111. Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. Here's the witness of another man of God, David. In Psalm 119, he speaks of the many qualities of God's Word. He too found God's joy in the Bible. Find God's joy in obedience. John 15:9-11. As the Father's loved me, so I've loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. Many times we look on obeying as chains that bind us. In Christ, this is not so. When we come to Christ for our salvation, we realize that we want to obey because we love him, not out of fear. There is joy in living according to Jesus Christ, and it's never a burden to follow his lead. We will find as we walk with the Lord, there are many benefits. Obeying the Lord not only brings spiritual advantages, but it can help protect us physically by teaching us to stay away from practices that are harmful. We can find joy in the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. In Galatians, Paul describes what the Holy Spirit produces in the Christian's life. In that list, we see joy. Joy is a part of the Christian life and is an expression when we are walking in Christ. We can experience God's joy just by knowing our Savior. It is a byproduct of our faith. This is what Kelly Wise Valdez of OspreyObserver.com says about joy. The most important attribute of joy is that you can find joy in adversity. This can be a difficult idea to grasp because joy might be the last thing you're feeling when facing struggles. God knows our sorrows, heartaches, and fears, and he calls us to rejoice anyway. He wants us to live a life full of joy and promise. We can find God's joy in answered prayer. 1 John 5, 14-15. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him. We know God answers our prayers, but not always in the way we want. When I have a particular request for someone dear to me and God answers that prayer, it brings sheer joy to my heart. Praying in the midst of our troubles and asking for God's joy can change our outlook and bring comfort to us. We can find God's joy in nature. Psalm 65:8, the whole earth is filled with awe at your wonders. Where morning dawns, where evening fades, you call forth songs of joy. How often do we walk in and out of nature and are oblivious to it? The world that God created is a masterpiece of beauty. We're reminded of this more when we're traveling in an area that we're not as familiar with. As we walk outside, we need to stop and appreciate what the Lord has given to us. When I take the time, my heart is always uplifted by the world around me. This provides a moment of joy and thanksgiving in an otherwise sad time. It's okay. This is part of being alive. We can find God's joy in our circumstances. 2 Corinthians 6:10. Sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, poor, yet making many rich, having nothing, and yet possessing everything. In truth, Paul insists that they are always rejoicing, that they've made many rich, and they possess everything. These words do not deny the reality of earthly circumstances. He has indeed experienced great sorrow in his work for Christ on several occasions. He has certainly lived in poverty as a traveling missionary. Still, Paul describes how viewing his life and work from a spiritual perspective points to a greater truth. This is from BibleRef.com. God restores joy. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Psalm 51:12. God is always there to bring joy into our lives. Emotions can be like a roller coaster, up and down. According to what's going on, they are not reliable. God knows that we're weak and He's able to sustain us through these trials. 1 Chronicles 16:26-27. For all the gods of the nation are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before Him. Strength and joy are in His dwelling place. God is above all gods, and there is no other God beside Him. He is powerful and capable to help us heal in our difficult situations. Trust and give it all to Him. If you would like to go to my website and subscribe, JackieStubblefield.com, a devotion will be sent to you once a week for 4 weeks to help you in your struggles. Please follow From Lost to Hope and receive notice of the next podcast.